My first guest of the afternoon is with us. He is Kenneth Mokgatle. He is a political analyst and a researcher. Kenneth, I have been dying to chat to you. Very glad we have the opportunity. Let's chat about the G20. What's your takeaway? Were you impressed? Were you less than impressed? Over to you.
Good afternoon, someone, and to the listeners of FM. Thanks for having me. I should say that, yeah, it was impressive. But at the beginning, obviously, for everyone, because it was for the first time that the biggest economy in the world had not attended, it abstained or boycotted the event due to its displeasure or number of grievances with South Africa. So everybody was not sure or certain if it was going to be a success, if the leaders declaration would be adopted. And yeah, and I think it went well. But what we should be asking ourselves is if the commitment made, is it going to have an impact in the economies, especially in the global south? You'll realize that in the past 3-4 years, the G20 has been led by the countries from the global south. So it's only next year, or from yesterday or from today, that the US is going to take over from the global north. So we will see how it is going to affect the people, to impact the people in the global south, especially in Africa. We saw that a lot of issues, especially the conflict in Sudan and many other countries which needs attention, especially in Africa, those issues were attended to. So we'll see as to what will happen as the year progresses, or another season, another term of G20, if those indeed those issues would be addressed or resolved, to try and create a better living space for people who are living in abject poverty and in war zones.
We'll get to those issues, because clearly those are of critical importance. But just talking about President Ramaphosa, I mean, he pretty much took a lemon and made lemonade. It's arguable, or at least the press appears to be saying, that he did supremely well. And that the non-attendance by America kind of backfired and, reflected worse on America than they would have liked. Your opinion?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've been judging the ANC based on its performance in all spheres of government, be it local, provincial, and national. They have not been doing well from 1994. But when it comes to big events like this, when it comes to World Cup, Soccer World Cup in 2010, and then here you had G20 summit, and they delivered on that basis. So we'll hear, because we hear that the parliament is now pressing, they want to find out through the appropriation committee, they want to find out as to how much was used, the money is approximated or estimated to be 600,000 or just above 600 million rands, or just above that figure. So we'll hear as to who stole what, because I think that is usually it's sort of a culture in the ANC when such events come, and then other people take advantage of that. So I really believe that they've demonstrated a good leadership around this time to deliver such a magnificent, a big event of that magnitude. I think even people in other countries, especially in Africa, they are very proud that such event came to Africa, and South Africa did not disappoint them. It represented them well. And other countries also, which are part of the G20, I think they are also impressed to what they find or they found here in South Africa. So we should just hope that this will work towards the upliftment and development of Africa and other countries which needs investments, business partnerships, and growth in all spheres in other countries, especially in the global south, and also in the global north, where they need assistance, and also the attendance to to issues of conflict around the world. You look at what is happening between Ukraine and Russia. I mean, the conflict there have taken longer time than could be expected. And the other one in the Middle East, you just had a ceasefire in Israel. So the world needs more peace in order to create economic stability. So it is the precondition. Peace and stability to grow the economy of any other country. So I think that's what the world needs more.
So it's probably too early to ask this question because I hear what you're saying in terms of the fact that this was a lovely principle declaration. We've got to wait and see how this translates into real actions and investments on the ground. But just for example, the declaration signed onto by the leadership commits to reforming international financial systems and easing debt pressures on developing countries. How could this translate into real opportunities for South African businesses?
I'm not sure because I don't think this is the first time we hear such language to try and cut the red tapes for countries in Africa. Because what we are hearing from economists is that those who are borrowing money to African countries, they are not at ease to borrow African nations' money because they know that their monies would not be repaid, as we've seen in the history since the years of independence in the 1960s. So we are debt payers. So I'm not sure as to how is it going to then translate, because we know that Africa needs infrastructure. Many African countries, they besides South Africa, they need infrastructure. They need to make sure that because you look at the spaces where they could make that investment to bring more returns. You look at agriculture. So you need to give them better equipments, better advanced technologically advanced equipments to double their income or to double the profit that they are making in the farming industry. So they need money to purchase that, and also the technological assistance from countries that can offer them that. But where are they going to take the money from? So it's really bad. So I think a lot needs to be done in order for African countries to try and restore their dignity or reputation back, so that the financial institutions or world financial institutions does not find it difficult to work with those countries. South Africa was in the grey list for some time now. And it is just recently that the country had to work extra hard to make sure that they remove their name from the grey list. But it does not mean that we are perfect when it comes to finances and or financial management. It means that a lot needs to be done, and many other countries, which are obviously notorious or known for corruption and money laundering and many other issues, which obviously makes it difficult to borrow money from world financial institutions such as World Bank and IMF.
Kenneth Mokgatle, political analyst and researcher. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you for your insights. Does seem as though we pulled off something that we weren't 100% sure we would be able to. It looks like South Africa is having its moment on the global stage. And now, as Kenneth Mokgatle says, we have to see how this actually translates into actual deliverables.